KMFM.
Lawson have dropped a huge new single. It's called Money. And the boys dropped by our Medway studios last week to chat all about it.
KMFM.
So on the hit list this evening, I am joined in the studio by Lawson. Hi, boys.
Hello.
How are we all?
Very well.
Welcome to Kent.
Thank you.
Is this your first time here?
No.
We've been in this very room before, haven't we?
The Garden of England itself.
Has this room changed since the last time you've been here?
Well, I say that we were in the room over there, weren't we?
Yeah, it's the same building.
It's all pretty the same.
Yeah, because I've only been here for 6 months,
yeah,
and this room does look a bit like it's like 10 years old, do you know what I mean? Like it hasn't moved
historic.
At all. Yeah, that's it. We go for the vintage look because it's the Garden of England, so we're kind of historic.
Iconic.
National Trust, this studio. So the new single, Money, it's the first music we've heard from you in a while. How did it kind of feel to get it out there?
Felt great, mate. Yeah, we were really excited about this song. It's a big pop tune, so we were looking forward to releasing it, and the reaction so far has been amazing on Twitter and Facebook and that, so thanks to everyone who's enjoying it, and hopefully you're enjoying it too.
Yeah, definitely. We're going to be playing it in a little bit.
There you go.
The video dropped the other day. There's a point in the video where just like loads of people just randomly turn up.
Yeah.
Where'd you get these people from?
Some of them are our friends, aren't they? Some are fans.
We held a competition because we wanted to get our fans involved and stuff. We've been away for a while and we wanted to see everyone and sort of get it back and to where we were kind of thing. And we invited a load of fans down to come and be in the video and they had a really good time. And so did we. It was a wicked day.
Yeah.
All our mates, all of our fans, like some family and we just had a good laugh.
It did look fun, to be fair. It looked like the best kind of videos. I suppose if you do a sad song, then those videos must be. Do you find like, depending on the song, it depends on how much fun you have in the video?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think this is the only song we've done where we've got to play beer pong in the video.
Yeah.
Which is pretty good, isn't it?
Was that part of the plan? You were like, we need to write a song where we can play beer pong in the video.
Exactly.
Then that's fine.
To be fair, writing this song, the lyrics lent itself towards more of it. We were thinking, God, the video's going to be amazing here. We're going to be like in Saint-Tropez on a yacht and like, you know, all these things we're singing about. And then, you know, you talk to the label and it's like, yeah, about that.
We're doing trolley racing in East London.
We've got a dinghy in Brighton.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll get into that. Can we play a game called Who's Who in Lawson?
We
like to do it with groups, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to describe a situation for you, and you kind of have to pick which band member fits
like
that situation the most.
Yeah, I mean, we'll be good at this, I think. Yeah.
Okay, so who's the most likely to fall over on stage?
Ryan.
He did it, yeah, at Wembley. Yeah,
Wembley Stadium.
How was that? What was going through your head when you fall over?
I just thought, you know what, I fancy that falling over.
Yeah.
So,
let's do it.
I did it absolutely...
Not slippery.
Yeah, do it in style at Wembley.
Did it absolutely on purpose, and Wembley Stadium.
Who's the most likely to order enough takeaway for, like, a family of four, but really it's just for themselves?
Andy Brown.
Definitely.
Yep. Yeah, that's me.
Have you ever done the thing where you kind of, when the delivery driver turns up at the door, you kind of shout to a pretend person in the back, like, food's here!
Yeah,
really, it's just you
I'm
alone.
I'm a big eater.
Who's the most likely to leave the band to pursue a career in hip-hop?
Ryan. Look at him. I'm actually in the process of doing so.
Okay.
I've got a new rap album coming out.
Who's the most likely to have a secret family hidden away somewhere?
Adam.
Yeah, I do.
I've got four families actually hidden away in all corners of the world.
But
I don't know
them?
If he's joking or
not. Yeah, he could have like a wife and kid and
it sounded legit, didn't it? Finally, who's the most likely to argue with the cashier if they're not given the right amount of change?
All of us. Ooh, I mean,
yeah,
we're
not
change.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what if it's only like 2p out?
I'll get it on the counter and I'll get it.
What if it's like 2p out? What if it's a tiny amount?
Look after the pennies.
Principles, though, mate. Principles.
That's true.
It's not
our life. It's
the price.
Put it in the charity box, but it's principles.
It's about the money. That was a good link for there.
There we go.
Wasted.
Where's the money?
I jump over the car.
There we go. You probably shouldn't do that. We don't condone that here on KMFM.
Exactly, I don't either.
KMFM.
We'll be opening up the fan voicemails of Lawson next, but this is Standing in the Dark. Standing in the Dark on KMFM. Listen to Glenn Scott Wednesday evening, 8:15. Big track from Lawson. Hi to Emma on Twitter. KMFM official says they haven't heard it on the radio for a long time. I'm going to hit play on their new single Money next, but first let's open up a few fan voicemails with the boys.
KMFM.
So the idea of fan voicemails, we got a bunch of fans to call up this line, leave a message, or leave a question, and we said that we'd try and get most of them to you. So we've got, how many have we got? We managed to find time for 6 today.
Okay, right. Cool.
So let's try this.
My name's Connie and this message is for Lawson. Just to say how proud I am of them, and Money is just an incredible tune. I can't get out of my head. It's just in my head all the time. Money, money, money. Like, literally, it's so good. Like, you've come so far, boys, and I'm very proud.
Oh, bless.
Love ya. Bye.
Oh, that's nice.
Lovely.
I was hoping she was going to do a bit more of the song, though.
Yeah, I was too.
Yeah, I kind of wanted a whole verse or something.
I thought she was going to do, and we've come so far.
Suddenly a chorus appears behind her. This next one is from Michelle.
Hello, I'm Michelle, and my question is for Lawson. What's the best thing about being in the band, and also what are each of your most annoying habits? So thank you.
Oh, that's two questions, that, Michelle.
Yeah, that's a two-part question.
Getting greedy.
Best thing about being in Lawson, playing all over the world in amazing places. I'd say that was probably the best thing, doing the live gigs. And annoying habits.
My alarm.
Start there,
yeah,
Ryan?
My alarm.
Joel?
I don't know, really.
I'd probably say, yeah.
What's annoying about me?
I don't feel like I'm annoying.
The main
I'd say Ryan's alarm.
Being drunk is quite annoying.
Yeah, everyone's been there.
Okay. Cool, so we're going for just kind of alarms and being drunk. This next message came from France, and for some reason it seems like French messages are a lot clearer than the rest, so we need to get our phones from France, I think, in the future.
There's no calling rate there.
No, I think because she sent it through to an email, so I think she did it like a voice note.
Is it going to be in French or in English?
We'll wait and see.
I wonder who it is.
Hi, Lawson. This is a message from your friend Keith. I would like to thank you for being such an amazing band, being so close to your fans. We love Money here, we can't wait to see the music video, and hopefully we'll get to see you this year.
Aww.
Bonjour!
Such a lovely voice.
Does anyone know any French?
I know some French. Le bleu, le bleu.
Je bleu, bleu.
Le bleu, 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 bleu.
That sounds like in Friends when Joey starts to speak Italian.
It was French. Yeah, he goes for a French lesson, he just goes, le bleu, bleu, le bleu, 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 bleu.
Okay, this next one is from Rianne.
Yeah, family, and it's for Lawson. We're all really excited about the second album coming out, but how would you guys describe it in three words? Thank you.
See you, Jimmy.
Oh, what?
Don't want a panic kick.
Three words.
Epic.
Can we do it in a Scottish accent? Three words in a Scottish accent.
To describe it, I'd say it was probably very epic, you know.
And power, pace, and
power,
panache.
Yeah, power, pace, and panache. We'll take the three of them.
It's got pace.
Can we have that one more time? Because that sounded quite good.
Aye, power, pace, and panache.
That could be the album name. That sounds like you've got that straight from the whiteboard.
Hi, my name is Dana. I just want to say before I start that Ryan, you are really hot, and I love you. And my question is: do you boys read fan fiction about yourself?
It's
got weird.
Something
recently
to say here. Got a few things to say. Firstly, thank you for your compliment. It's very nice of you. Secondly, we have read some stuff, and it's terrifying.
Okay, so the answer is yes, you do occasionally read fan fiction.
Yes,
cool, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you, mate. Thanks for having us.
And is there any chance finally you can introduce your new single here on KMFM, please?
Absolutely. This is Lawson, and this is our brand new single, Money, on KMFM.
KMFM.
Imagine if money just grew on trees.
KMFM.
The Hit List.